This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And then from the back of your Bible, 1 John 4, just two verses. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' yet hates his brother," listen to this, "he is a liar." Wow. He is a liar. "For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother." I'm going to share some things with you that I've never read anywhere, but here's what I think. I think love, loving God and loving people, brings out the best in you. Dr. Leroy Lawson was a minister in Phoenix, Arizona, who for 3.5 days a week was the minister of this large church in Phoenix. Then he would hop on an airplane and fly to Los Angeles, where he was the president of Hope University for 3.5 days. I don't know how he did it for years. Two jobs, two full-time jobs that he did about 3 days each for years. And he writes about a man from Oklahoma by the name of Tom Tucker. He said Tom Tucker was a pilot of a small single-engine aircraft. He was flying across Oklahoma when the single engine failed. He looked for a clearing, but as he landed his plane, he overshot the clearing and crashed into a clump of trees. Dr. Lawson's details of the injury is so explicit that I'm not even going to read them. I mean, it wouldn't do any good to tell you how badly injured. Just trust me. He was so traumatically injured in that crash that when he got to the emergency room, the attending surgeon told one of the nurses, "I give him about 10 minutes to live. He's got about 10 minutes and he'll be dead." But the surgeon would say later, for some reason, he started working on Tom Tucker surgically. And 30 minutes of surgery turned into 1 hour. And 1 hour turned into 2 hours, and 2 hours turned into 4 hours of surgery, and 4 hours turned into 8 hours of surgery. And 9.5 hours later, he finally finished. When he was done, he was so drained emotionally and physically, the surgeon was, that he pointed to the man and said to the nurse, "Some of you won't understand this, but some of you will. Here's exactly what he said. If that guy dies, I'm going to kill him. If that guy dies, I'm going to kill him." But he didn't die. He lived. I want to suggest to you that what happened to that surgeon, what he did as an act of love, brought the best out of him. Imagine how physically and emotionally draining it was to concentrate on operating on a person with just a couple of helpers for 9.5 hours. It brought out the best in him. What has love done for you in bringing out the best in you? What has loving God and loving your family and loving other people done to bring out the best in your life, in your heart? I want to suggest to you that if you were to get up tomorrow morning and look in the mirror and say, "Do I love the Lord, my God, with all my heart, and do I actually love people?" That could be the greatest decision you make this year. It may be the greatest decision you make in your life. In fact, I know it is. Why? Because Jesus is asked by a lawyer of the day, "What of all 613 laws are the greatest laws?" And Jesus said, "Hands down, here they are. Love the Lord your God and love people. Everything else falls underneath that." Well, I'm going to ask you to make every effort to hear the last part of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope from the Gospel of Mark, the last message from the series entitled "What Jesus Did, He Does." Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org to listen to any message you've missed, but also to find out how you can become a part of a ministry that we call Cross Hope Radio. That website again, one more time, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.